Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Pastor Mark Borchardt. This week, we've been having a dialogue about the importance of Veterans Day and honoring veterans who have served. Pastor Mark, give us some ideas on how we can pray for military personnel who have served our nation, and how can we honor them?
You know, as I think about that question, there are a couple things that come to mind. First of all, we need to remember as a nation that we always haven't treated our veterans the way they should have been treated. I think specifically about those who have served in the Vietnam War as opposed to others and how we've treated those. So as a nation, I think, first of all, we need to ask for repentance and really, let's really repent of how we were treated, those who served in the Vietnam War. Secondly, I think we need to honor and lift up those who have served, no matter what war it was in. They sacrificed a lot, and I don't think we fully understand the emotions they went through, the trauma they suffered in. We don't have a clue about that. But they gave all to serve this nation, and we enjoy the freedoms we do because they gave.
Pastor Mark, that's such wonderful insight. They did sacrifice for both your freedom, my freedom. Now we enjoy because of what they've done. But not only the service personnel, but their families make tremendous sacrifices too.
They do. They really do. My son, Travis, he's not officially deployed, but he's away for training. So I watch my precious daughter-in-law raising her family without Travis there for a number of months. And we need to lift up those who are affected by people who are away, whether they're for training or deployed or whatever it is. We need to continue to lift them up in prayer.
And we do need to pray for them on a regular basis. How do you and your wife, Annette, pray for military families?
We don't understand the full strain that they go through. It's a different strain than what I go through, than what you go through. And we need to remember that and just ask the Lord's grace over them in ways that we really don't understand. Their families are going through situations we just don't grasp. God's grace is sufficient to cover over all. And that's part of that. That's part of that grace.
Thank you, Pastor Mark, for being my guest as we are honoring our veterans.
You're welcome, Karen. Thank you for having me.